Sunday, May 25th. Fifth Sunday after Easter. The Epistle from James chapter 1, verses 22 through 27. Dearly beloved, be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if a man be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he shall be compared to a man beholding his own countenance in a glass. For he beheld himself and went his way, and presently forgot what manner of man he was. But he that hath looked into the perfect law of liberty, and hath continued therein, not becoming a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. And if any man think himself to be religious, not bridling his tongue, but deceiving his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Religion clean and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their tribulation, and to keep oneself unspotted from this world. Haydock Commentary. It is not enough for a man to examine and look into his interior and the state of his conscience in a negligent and superficial manner, any more than one that goes to a looking glass but does not take care to take away the dirt or spots which he might discover. The law of Christ, called here the perfect law of liberty, as it is distinguished from the Jewish law of fear and slavery, is, as it were, a looking glass or mirror, which may make us know ourselves, and discover and correct our failings. In vain, says he, do you concern yourselves with the rigorous observance of the law, and your zeal to unite its ceremonial rites with the practice of the gospel. If you be void of the essence of Christianity, which is charity, prudence, and moderation, your religion will avail you nothing. This may also be understood of those devotees who are fond of making a parade of their virtues, and who, as St. Gregory says, afflict their bodies indeed with fasting, but for this they expect to be esteemed by men. A man must not imagine himself to be religious and perfect in the way of virtue, unless he governs and bridles his tongue from oaths, curses, calumnies, detractions, and lies. He tells them that the Christian religion is known by acts of charity, by visiting and assisting widows, the fatherless, and such as are under afflictions, and in general by keeping our consciences interiorly clean, unspotted, and undefiled from this world, from the corrupt maxims and sinful practices so common in this wicked world. The Gospel from John chapter 16, verses 23 through 30. At that time Jesus saith to his disciples, Amen, amen, I say to you, if you ask the Father anything in my name, he will give it to you. Hitherto you have not asked anything in my name. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. These things I have spoken to you in Proverbs. The hour cometh when I will no more speak to you in Proverbs, but I will show you plainly of the Father. In that day you shall ask in my name, and I say not to you that I will ask the Father for you, for the Father himself loveth you, because you have loved me, and have believed that I came out from God. I came forth from the Father, and am come into the world. Again I leave the world, and I go to the Father. His disciples say to him, Behold, now thou speakest plainly, and speakest no proverb. Now we know that thou knowest all things, and thou needest not that any man should ask of thee. By this we believe that thou camest forth from God. Haydock Commentary. Christ tells them that on that day, or at that time, in that happy state, you shall not ask, you shall not need to ask me any questions, nor even desire to have any happiness but what you will enjoy. But now, if you ask for anything of the Father in my name, he will give it to you, whatever graces or assistances you stand in need of. Ask them in my name, as I am your chief mediator, through whose merits all shall be granted to you. This is the constant practice of the Church, to ask for all graces through our Lord Jesus Christ. In consequence of this promise, the Church concludes all her prayers, even those that are addressed to the saints, per Christum Dominum Nostrum, through Christ our Lord. Hitherto you have not asked anything in my name, by the merits of me, your mediator and redeemer. St. Cyril says they were not yet acquainted with this manner of praying and petitioning, as they were afterwards. On that day I say not to you that I will ask the Father for you, or shall need to ask the Father for you, though I am your Redeemer, your chief advocate and mediator. For the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me, and have believed that I came forth from God, sent to be your Redeemer. I came forth from the Father both as begotten of him from all eternity, and I also came into the world as sent from him to become man, to become the Redeemer of the world, both as God and man. Now I am going as man to leave the world and go to the Father, with whom I am and have always been as God. The apostles say that now we believe that thou comest forth from God. But St. John Chrysostom, St. Cyril, and St. Augustine take notice that their faith was but imperfect till after Christ's resurrection and the coming of the Holy Ghost. And therefore Christ answers them, "Now do you believe? The hour cometh that you shall be dispersed," etc.